Welcome back to the show. We'll have Jabroni of the Week to finish things off at 5:50, even though it is Wednesday. Mitch, we got a good lineup today?
It's pretty interesting.
Interesting.
It's very lineup. All over the board.
Okay. I'm going to make sure, by the way, that we have time to also let me do a quick You Can't Be Serious, because the new, I don't know why I'm teasing it in the first hour, but why not? The new item that they are selling for food at Kauffman Stadium, oh my, you will not want to miss what's going to be on sale at Kauffman Stadium this season for the Royals. We will have some Royals news to finish off the first hour here in about 10 minutes. Some good news on Salvador Perez after he was injured by friendly fire in the World Baseball Classic a few days ago. But this news coming across over the last hour, hour and a half, Kwanzo Martin is going to be the new head coach at the University of Missouri. Martin has spent the last three seasons at Cal, where he took their team last year to the NCAA tournament. They lost in the first round. This year, they were a bubble team, ended up on the outside looking in. They were a one seed in the NIT. And last night, and you know, maybe there were already some rumors about his future and this had something to do with it, but Cal, as the one seed in the NIT, lost last night to CSU Bakersfield 73-66, and they were trailing 44-19 at halftime. And that was at Cal, by the way. Not a great season, or not a great way for the Golden Bears to end their season. Kwanzo Martin has been a head coach for 9 years. He started out at Missouri State, so that kind of makes sense. Him moving closer to home, had some success at Missouri State. He did then move on to Tennessee. He took Tennessee to a Sweet 16, but that was his only NCAA tournament in three seasons there. And then, like I mentioned, went to one NCAA tournament in three seasons at Cal. So the results have been mixed. At their best, they've been solid, but not great. And Missouri brings him in, and that in itself isn't that surprising to me. There had been a link there basically as soon as it was announced that Kim Anderson was not going to return. Kwanzo Martin's name got involved. But I'm a little bit surprised by how much Mizzou opened the checkbook on this. It's a 7-year deal, which is a pretty long deal in itself. And he's going to be making a little over $3 million a season. It's going to be a little over $21 million in total over the 7 years. Mizzou is going to get better. That's the good news. And it's not like they could really get any worse. They've been such an awful program, maybe the worst Power 5 program in the country over the last two seasons. So they are going to make improvement. But I think that if I'm a Mizzou fan, I would worry that we just invested $21 million in getting to be a decent team with not a whole lot of hope that you're going to be a great team at some point in those seven seasons. I want to throw this out there, because I think it's really funny, and there are some ways that you could say that it's true. There is a sports radio host in Kansas City, Carrington Harrison, who tweeted out last week that in his eyes, Kwanzo Martin is essentially an African-American Bruce Weber in terms of his resume and what he has done so far over the course of his career. And there's some truth to that. Like I said, nine seasons as a head coach in Division I, two NCAA tournament appearances over that stretch, and two NCAA tournament wins over those nine seasons. It's okay, but if you're Mizzou, I would worry just a little bit that what they're going to get out of Kwanzo Martin is not going to be, certainly not what they were used to toward the end of their run in the Big 12 before they left for the SEC, when they were a constant, you know, top 15 team and threatening Kansas and everything like that. I don't think we're going to be seeing that out of Kwanzo Martin at Missouri. Heading into our next break, when we come back, everybody exhale. Salvador Perez is okay. It would have been one of the most embarrassing injuries in the history of Kansas City sports. An update on Perez's status to close hour one of the game next on News Radio KMAN.